From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Montana is in its seventh year of drought. Temperatures have been higher than average this winter. The state is 2 months behind in snow accumulation and unlikely to catch up. A 350-mile sled dog race had to be canceled for the first time in 20 years because trails were bare. The drought is also raising fears of an early and severe wildfire season. And Montana's Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer is asking the Pentagon to return all of the state's National Guard troops who've been called to active duty in Iraq and elsewhere to help with wildfire season. Governor Schweitzer joins us from his office in Helena. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.
And are you saying the conditions are especially ripe for wildfires this year?
Absolutely. Not only are our snowpack is down, our streams are low, it's a multi-year drought, so that even if we were to get precipitation now, it's likely to run right into the ground because our land is like a dry sponge. I was meeting with the group of folks who are involved with wildfire decisions this morning, and we're finding out what assets we have on the ground, what we can improve on, where we will find additional people to help us to fight our fires.
But you still think you need the National Guard troops from Montana, who are now deployed overseas, you think you need them to come back home?
Here's the way it works. In wildfire seasons, when lightning strikes, if you can get on those fires when they're 5 acres, you can put them out. So it is a matter of rapid strike. When we have our own National Guard troops in each of our communities around Montana, literally, that are beside a telephone ready to act, we might be able to stop some of these fires at 5 acres before they have any possibility to grow to 5,000 acres, 500,000 acres.
How many troops are you asking the Pentagon to send home?
Well, we have about 1,500 guardsmen and women in Iraq right now out of a total of 3,400 in Montana. So we understand that the guards in Montana have been trained for the kind of conflict that we have in Iraq. So we will do our part. All of the troops are being rotated in and out of Iraq. What we're suggesting is it makes good sense for the National Guardsmen and women to be rotated back to Montana and perhaps Idaho, which is in the same situation as us, Washington and Oregon, rotate them out in July and August and maybe up until the 15th of September, which will be the critical days of this offensive against wildfire.
You're also asking for aircraft, helicopters, to be sent back. What's involved there?
Well, most of our Black Hawk helicopters that haul 600 gallons of water have been shipped to Iraq. So whether they bring them back from Iraq or bring them from other states, we would like to get some of those assets placed in Montana so that we're ready close by in the case of wildfire.
Have you had any response yet from the Pentagon?
We have not. We just sent the information out. And I know these are historic times in terms of the number and percentage of the guardsmen and women that have been sent on active duty. But it's also historic times that this is one of the driest years we've had this century.
I imagine from the Pentagon point of view, though, there could be a lot of troublesome issues here. I mean, say if Florida asked for their National Guard troops to be sent back home during hurricane season, or folks in California just had heavy rains, they probably would have wanted their National Guard troops home for that. Could get to be a real manpower issue, I would think.
Well, it may well be, but we're not in a position of crying wolf, and we wouldn't cry wolf if we weren't in a position where we're faced with historic dry timber.
There would be a substantial expense, though, in bringing all of that home for something that might not happen.
I guess I don't see it that way. As I suggested to you, the National Guards rotate in and rotate out. We will fully be committed to making sure that Montana will play our full role in whatever conflicts that we have around the world. But these men and women give us a great deal of value by having them in our own communities, in their own beds, ready to respond literally within minutes of a fire emergency.
Well, Governor Schweitzer, thanks very much for talking with us.
Adios.
Brian Schweitzer is the Democratic governor of Montana.